Once upon a time, there was a man named Samuel, and he went by the name of Sam, so that's what we'll call him today, too. Now, Sam, he lived a good, long life, but in the end, he was killed by a fire. Sam's house burned down, and Sam within it. And when the fire had died down, and the embers had stopped glowing, and the ashes had cooled, Sam stood up, and he shook himself out, and he found that he was now a ghost. And having nothing else better to do, Sam began to walk about into the world. And discovering that he was a ghost, finding that he was now truly dead, he found that he could see all sorts of creepy, crawly creatures all about him. He was able to see all of the beasties and slimy critters, and they all began leering at him and cluing him into the ways of the dead. "Sam," they said to him, "Sam, you gotta go over to the graveyard and find the great worm and be eaten. There'll be no rest for you if you aren't eaten by the great worm." Well, now, even though he was dead, Sam was not eager to be eaten by the great worm. But he figured that there really was no way around it. And so he headed over to the graveyard, and sure enough, he found the great worm coiled upon itself. And as he approached, the great worm lifted up its ugly head and oozed at Sam. "Ooh, it's Sam. Have you come to be eaten, Sam?" And Sam was shivering, trembling with fear. And he just covered up his head and he said, "Go ahead, just get it over with. Eat me." And the great worm oozed all around him, snuffling. Snuffled all around Sam this way and that. And then he said, "Sam, where's your body, Sam? There's no body here. I can't eat you if I don't have your body." "Oh, yeah," said Sam. I guess my body was all burnt up in that fire." "Well, Sam, you're going to have to go back and bring me the ashes." And so Sam, he left the graveyard and he went back out to where the fire had taken place and he gathered up all the ashes. He wasn't sure which were bits of house and which were bits of him, but he gathered them all together. And he brought them back to the graveyard and presented them to the great worm. And he was so fearful, he did not want to be eaten, but he just needed to get it over with. And so he just said, "Here they are. Here's all the ashes. I'm sure all the bits and pieces of me are in here somewhere. Now go ahead, just eat me." And the great worm looked at it, and he oozed through those ashes. He snuffled all around, turned those ashes up and down, inside out, and then he said, "Sam, there's still something missing. Where's your arm, Sam? I can't find your arm amongst these ashes." "Oh, yeah," said Sam. There was that farm accident that I had long ago, and my arm just got cut clean off. That's right, I didn't have an arm for a long... Well, yeah, it's gone." "Well, Sam, if I'm gonna eat you, I need to have all the bits of your body here, so you're gonna have to go out and find that arm for me. Go on now. Fetch it. Bring it back." So again, Sam had to go out into the world. And he looked far and wide to find that arm, and at last he found it. Buried by itself long ago, he dug it up, and he brought it back to the graveyard. And he presented it to the great worm. Trembling with fear, he said, here it is now. Now just go ahead, get it over with, and eat me." And the worm again snuffled all around. In and out of the ashes, he turned them all over, and then he said, "Sam, there's still something missing. I can't find your thumbnail. Where's your right thumbnail, Sam? It's not here." "Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, I did lose a thumbnail one time, and it never did grow back. It's gone. I just don't know what happened to that." "Well, Sam, if I'm gonna eat ya, I've gotta have all the bits and pieces together. Now go back out and find that thumbnail." Well, now it's one thing to find an arm, But to go out into the world and find a thumbnail that was lost years and years ago, well, Sam searched. He searched high and low. He turned over every rock, stone, pebble that he could find. But he never did find that thumbnail. And yet he continues to search to this very day. And every now and then he thinks he sees something. And he'll think to himself, "That's it!" And he'll grab it. And then he'll find that it's still attached to somebody's hand. So if you feel something tugging, pulling at your hand, trying to rip that thumbnail clean off, you speak up as loud as you can and you say, no, Sam, that's mine. You go find your own. Now get out of here. And then Sam, he'll be on his way and he won't come back and trouble you till another day.